Hallelujah. This is another glorious day. We thank God for what He has been doing. We appreciate the mercy of God on this particular program. The Lord has been using this program to liberate a lot of people. God has been using this program to bring breakthroughs into the life of people, and we bless God for all this. We return back all glory to the Lord. We celebrate the name of the Lord. We celebrate His mercy over our lives, and we pray that God will do more in our lives, in our family, in Jesus' name. I want you to be expectant. As you are joining us, be expectant. Have faith in the Lord as you pray all the prayers in this prophetic broadcast. You pray the prayer, you believe God, believe the prophet, and you shall definitely be established. Just trust in the Lord as you pray, and God will help us and assist us. The Bible says, believe the prophet, believe the Lord. Have faith in the Lord, and you will definitely move forward in Jesus' name. If you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome to this prophetic decree broadcast. This broadcast comes up between 12 and 1 every day in the midnight, and it's for you to thank them, for you to pray them, and it's to navigate your life into the next level. I pray as you connect to us, God will help you, and God will fight your battle in Jesus' name. I prophesy into the life of someone that today will be the beginning of a greater testimony in your life in Jesus' name. The Almighty God will remember you. The book of remembrance shall be opened unto you. Favor shall come upon your life. Every mark of rejection in your life shall be wiped off. Every curse placed upon your destiny that has reduced your life shall be broken by fire. I decree that God in His power, I decree that heaven will rise up and connect you to destiny helpers in the name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will favor you. Situation will change for good in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is the 24th day of the month of March, year 2021. I will bless God for what God has been doing since last year that we've been on this broadcast. And I want to really appreciate all those who have been encouraging us, all those who have been, you know, one way or the other, assisting the program. You know, we bless God for your life. We appreciate God for your life. We pray that God also will bless you in return. God will uphold you. God will ignite His grace and mercy upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. For some few days now, I've been talking about prayer for rapid manifestation of breakthroughs. And I've been telling you right from this broadcast, and if you have been following us, it has revealed a lot of things. What we have said so far for some few days, it has revealed many things to us. Number one, it has revealed to us that breakthrough is not automatic. Number two, it has revealed to us that we have some powers that can block breakthrough. Number three, it has revealed to us that ignorance of the operation of this power tantamount to somebody being bondage. It has revealed to us that even if you are aware of these powers and you refuse to deal with them, it will not allow breakthrough to come. Everybody desires breakthrough. Both old and young desire breakthrough, because to break through is to break forth. To break through is to experience enlargement. To break through is to experience increase. To break through is to move with speed. To break through is to have an accelerated speed. To breakthrough is to have testimony. To breakthrough is for you to see the result of your prayers. You know, when they say breakthrough, somebody break through into the next level. You know, is in particular level, but now breakthrough, it moves to another level. You know, breakthrough is like moving from a minimum to maximum. Breakthrough is like moving from one old level to a new level. So everybody desire breakthrough. Everybody want to experience breakthrough. But there are dangerous powers that we always stop and obstruct breakthroughs. So that is why I've been taking time to analyze, and we pray against this power so that we can be exposed to breakthrough, we can be open to breakthrough. Heaven can open on us and shower the rain of breakthrough upon our lives. Many people find out they labor so much, but they never get anything out of it. Many are just even disturbed themselves. Many are even so much trouble to the extent that they don't even know what to do. In fact, many have lost hope. Many believe that God is not answering their prayer, but that is not true. God answers prayer. God understands everything that we don't understand. You are the one that must do your own part. The Bible says, right from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violent men take it by force. So it takes you to be violent. It takes you to be aggressive. It takes you to fight back in recovering what has been stolen from you. You know, 1 Samuel chapter 30, the Bible says that David and his men went to go and fight war. And by the time they returned, Ziklag, their hometown, has been burnt down. Their property has been burnt down. Their wives and their children have been carted away. They were so disturbed. They were downcasted. They were distressed. But later, David has to encourage himself in the Lord. So you must encourage yourself in the Lord and pray. And David started praying, and God said, oh, it is time for you to recover. David asked God, shall I pursue them? You know, shall I pursue them? Will I be able to catch up with them? Will I recover? And God said, pursue, and you will definitely be able to catch up with them, and you will definitely recover. So the Lord answered him when he prayed, that, okay, pursue them. You will overtake them. You will recover all that has been stolen from you. The aspect of pursuing the enemy, the aspect of overtaking the enemy, the aspect of recovering everything is the aspect that you must start yourself. The Bible says, thou shalt pursue them. When you pursue them, then I will empower you with the ability to overtake them. Then I will mobilize heaven to help you to recover them. But if you stay on one spot and you are not pursuing the enemy, you will not recover what has been stolen from you. And that is what we are doing. All what we are using the broadcast and the prayers to do is to pursue the enemy, is to aggressively deal with the enemy, is to refundle the enemy and tell the enemy that we are not going to allow, is to tell the enemy that what he has stolen from our hand must be returned. Is for us to pray aggressively against that anti-breakthrough powers and say, no way, you can't stand. And that is why I pray for somebody today, that all good things that has been stolen from your hand, if your amen can roil in sevenfold, I command you to recover them, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Any curse that I've stolen from you, I command the curse to be broken, be broken, be broken, in the name of Jesus Christ. Any witchcraft spell working against your destiny, I command the spell to be broken by fire, in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that has joined witchcraft in order to afflict you shall be disgraced, shall be disgraced, shall be disgraced, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we have been talking about this rapid breakthrough, but there are anti-breakthrough powers. I have given you a lot of them. You know, for those of us who are joining us for the first time, I started by giving you the this anti-breakthrough power. Number one is sin. Number two is a curse, the power of curse, the power of evil covenant, the power of household enemy, the power of spirit husband and spirit wife, the power of incision on the part of people's body, the power of evil mark, the power of evil dedication, the power of evil foundation, the power of witchcraft power. You know, we have established a lot. These are powers that obstruct breakthrough. These are powers that contend against breakthrough. Ancestral powers, power of crying of innocent blood. You know, these are powers that stop breakthroughs. These are powers that makes breakthrough difficult. Well, let me still chip in some of the powers now. We have another one. It is called the power of demonic territory. When you are living in a territory that is demonic, when you are living in a territory that has been dedicated to the devil, when you are living in a territory that has been handed over to the enemy, it will always stop breakthroughs. It will not allow the angel of God to have access to that territory. Until you declare and confront the power, then the place will be easy. Don't forget that the Bible says in Psalm 115, that the heart has been given to the Son of Man. Psalm 115, verse 16. The heart has been given to the Son of Man. So you must understand the principle. You know, demonic area will release an embargo upon someone's breakthrough. Demonic area will harm breakthrough. Demonic area will affect breakthrough. Demonic area will close heaven over the breakthrough of a person. Demonic area will not allow the breakthrough to be released into the life of the person that is even qualified to get the breakthrough. Demonic area will make breakthrough difficult to be released into the hand of people. So if you are living in a demonic area, you must take action. You must take action. You know that area is demonic. You know that area is in bondage, because this will not allow your breakthrough to come even when you pray. Demonic area we can block your prayers. Demonic area can make what you have labored for to be wasted. That is what it means. So when you are living in a demonic area, or you are a resident in demonic area, what are you going to do? The first thing you need to do is to identify that area. The second thing you need to do is to identify the power that governs that area. It is to pray and identify. The third thing you need to do is to read the following scriptures in that environment, in your compound there, because you can make your own apartment, your own compound, a Goshen in the land of Egypt. You can make that place a separate place. A Goshen is a land that was given to the people of Israel in the land of Egypt. And when the angel was killing the firstborn, when he came to that land, he didn't touch them because the place was smeared with blood of Jesus, with blood, and they represent the blood of Jesus. So that has revealed to us that a place we may be living will be demonic. And let me tell you very sincerely, there is no place that is even not demonic now. If you look at it in the app, look at all the places we are living. Virtually, I don't know about those who are living outside the country, but those who are living in this African context, everywhere seems to be demonic. So therefore, we must be able to make our place safe. And how do you do that? Like I told you, you must identify the power there. You must know the power that rule the place. Then you must be able to understand what has been going on in the place. You are a light. When you get to a place, darkness must disappear. When you appear, darkness must go. You are a light of the world and a salt of the world. So whatever is in a place before does not really concern you. When you get there, you are to dispel the place. You are to display the power of. You are to clear the place. But when you refuse to clear the place, when you refuse to create your own Goshen, it will amp your breakthrough. It will hinder your breakthrough. It will stop breakthrough coming. You just notice that you never get any breakthrough that you have dreamt about because that place is demonic. So the third thing you do is to read the following psalm. You take your Bible, walk around your compound or walk around your apartment, read the following psalm, psalm number 2. Very important. Read psalm number 27. Very important. Read psalm number 46. Very important. Read psalm 121. Very important. Read Psalm 77, very important. Read Psalm 91, very important. Read Numbers chapter 23, verse 23, very important. Read Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, very important. Read Revelation chapter 12, verse 12, too, very important. Read the scriptures, read it around. Read Luke chapter 10, verse 19, very important. Read it around the place. You know, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. Read the Job, read it around the place. Make sure you walk around, read around the place. Read Job chapter 5, verse 12. Read it around the place. Walk around the place, take authority of the place. Challenge the place. Read Galatians chapter 3, verse 3, verse 13 to 14. Read Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 to 15. Read it around the place. And as you are reading it around the place, you are taking over the place. You are taking charge of the place. The Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life unto death. Revelation chapter 12. Read it in the place. Read it around the place. Cover the place with the blood of Jesus Christ. Speak to the land. Speak to the place. Read Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 20. The Bible says, O earth, O earth, O earth, hear the word of the Lord. Command the place to hear you. Read it around the place. Walk around the place. Speak all over the place. Prophesy to the place. Speak concerning the place. Command the angel of the Lord to come upon the place. Break the curse that has been ruling the land. Destroy the evil covenant. Destroy the evil dedication. Command the strong man that is inhabiting that land to leave. Speak as a child of authority. Speak as a child of fire. Command everything that have been working against other people there to be destroyed. Tell them to leave, that you have come. You are light and you have come to the place. When you read all these places I've mentioned to you now, and you walk around the place and you speak all the thing there, you speak to the land, you speak to the leaf, you speak to the sand, you speak to everything around in the place and command the atmosphere to change and become light, then that place will automatically listen to you. Read also Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. You know, read the place. The Bible says that something very strong. The Bible says at the mention of the name of Jesus, let every knee bow, let every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Read it there. Read it very strong. When you read those places, because the word of God is life. The word of God is spirit. As you are reading and quoting those scriptures, you are speaking life to that environment. You are releasing the spirit of God to that environment. And you are making that environment to be acceptable to the angel of God. So when you have read all these scriptures, then you begin to take over. You begin to speak You begin to prophesy. You read Ezekiel chapter 37. And the Bible says the lost antique is Ezekiel. And he moved Ezekiel. And he moved Ezekiel to the dry bone. And he told Ezekiel, see the dry bone. Can they live? And Ezekiel said, oh God, you are the one who knows. And the Lord said, speak, prophesy to the dry bone. Then you begin to prophesy. You have spoken to the, you have seen the dry bone, begin to prophesy. When you get to a place, a dry bone must leave. Begin to prophesy to the place. Prophesy according to Ezekiel chapter 37. Read the whole 37 of Ezekiel and prophesy. Prophesy to the place, prophesy to that environment. Speak with authority, speak with power. Say, this place shall not be my cauldron. Prophesy to the place, speak with power. And as you are speaking, the place will be changing. You may not see it physically, except God open your eyes, but the spiritual condition of the place is changing. The principality of powers of the place, they are moving away. The children of Anak are packing their load because the bona fide child or bona fide children of the Lord, they have come. So you chase them out of the place and you take possession of the place. When you have done that, then you arm yourself with the anointing oil or the oil I pray upon or with a bottle of water. You pray to that bottle of water or the one we are praying upon. You anoint the environment, anoint the four corner of the place and put the anointing oil upon the fall, upon the lintel of your house. Anoint your rooms, anoint your kitchen, anoint your bedroom, and you declare the place habitable. You know, for yourself, habitable for the angel of God, habitable for peace to reign. Invite light to come upon the place. When you have anointed the place, oh, now declare what you want in that place. Oh, you are ready and you are good to go, and the environment is now ready to welcome the angel of God. Breakthrough can come. You pray now, your prayer will reach heaven. There won't be any blockage. There won't be any blockage. The heaven will not become brass. Why? Because now you have taken over the place. That is another thing. Demonic environment will always hinder breakthrough. It is called anti-breakthrough power. I want us to pray now. But if you have not given your life to Jesus, quickly begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, I come unto you. Save my soul, Lord. That made my ignorance. In Jesus' name we pray. Begin to talk to the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Makapo shederebo. Ranka pramos kadaba. Ribo ponte akadakada. Yemokom brabo shedakadaba. In Jesus' name we pray. We want to pray now. And I want you to get ready. You are going to pray some prayers. These are dangerous prayers, but you need to pray them. This prayer will release your breakthrough. Shout it loud and clear. Say, every evil foundation arresting my breakthrough. Scatter. In the name of Jesus, every evil foundation arresting my breakthrough. Scatter. In the name of Jesus, every evil foundation arresting my breakthrough. Scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil foundation arresting my breakthrough. Scatter now. In the name of Jesus, scatter now. In the name of Jesus, scatter now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover myself. I cover myself. I cover myself. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, oh heaven, open unto me now. In the name of Jesus, oh heaven, open unto me now. In the name of Jesus, oh heaven, open unto me now. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. Shout this prayer loud and clear. Now, remember, God is a God of wonders. God is going to answer your prayer as we pray. Say, powers that have attached my destiny to a tree in the village, release me now. In the name of Jesus. Powers that have attached my destiny to a tree in the village, release me now. In the name of Jesus. Powers that have attached my destiny to a tree in the village, release me now. In the name of Jesus. Powers that have attached my destiny to a tree in the village, release me now. Release me now. Release me now. In the name of Jesus. Powers that have attached my destiny to a tree in the village, release me now. 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 In Jesus' name, pray. Say, you strong man that has vowed to wipe away glorious destiny in my family, your time is up. In the name of Jesus Christ, you strong man that has vowed to wipe away glorious children in my family, your time is up. In the name of Jesus, you strong man that has vowed to wipe away glorious destiny in my family, your time is up. In the name of Jesus, you strong man that has vowed to wipe away glorious destiny in my family, your time is up. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, powers
that have stolen what will make me celebrated. Release it back. There, in the name of Jesus. Powers that have stolen what will make me celebrated. Release it back. There, in the name of Jesus. Powers that have stolen what will make me celebrated. Release it back. Release it back. In Jesus' name we pray. My destiny breakthrough. Appear in the name of Jesus. My destiny breakthroughs appear in the name of Jesus. My destiny breakthrough appear by fire in Jesus' name. Pray, say, the tree of my destiny that has withered, hear the word of the Lord, come alive in the name of Jesus. The tree of my destiny that has withered, hear the word of the Lord, come alive in the name of, I want you to pray that prayer with understanding. The tree of my destiny that has withered, hear the word of the Lord, come alive in the name of Jesus. The tree of my destiny that has withered, hear the word of the Lord, come alive in the name of Jesus. The tree of my destiny that has withered, hear the word of the Lord, come alive, 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 come alive. The tree of my destiny that has withered, hear the word of the Lord, come alive now, come alive now in Jesus' name. Shout your name loud and clear 3 times. Emmanuel, 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 arise and shine in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, 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 arise and shine, arise and shine, arise and shine, arise, shine, arise, shine. Emmanuel, 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 hear the word of the Lord, arise and shine, arise and shine, arise and shine in Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your bottle of oil. If you don't have a bottle of oil, you can bring a bottle of water out. Father, I pray that the bottle of oil or the bottle of water in their hands shall become an instrument of your deliverance. It shall be anointed with power. Resurrection power of our Lord Jesus shall enter into this oil and this water. Fire of deliverance shall enter into it. And as they use it now, there shall be a raw manifestation of power of God. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to drink a little, just a little. Now shout this prayer louder. Say, fire of deliverance, enter into my foundation in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, enter into my foundation in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, fire of deliverance, enter into my foundation. Enter, 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 enter into my foundation in Jesus' name. Pray, take the oil and anoint your belly button, put it on your stomach, say the same prayer. Fire of deliverance, enter into my foundation in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, enter into my foundation in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, enter, enter, enter into my foundation in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, enter into my foundation, enter into my foundation in Jesus. They anoint your head now and say the same thing. Say, fire of deliverance, enter into my foundation, enter into my foundation, enter into my foundation, enter into my foundation. Fire of deliverance, enter, 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 enter. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest area. Anoint your chest area. Say, fire of deliverance, enter into my foundation. In the name of Jesus, fire of deliverance, enter into my foundation. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Now you anoint your two hands and you stretch forth your hand. It is time for you to make a loud cry. Say, my breakthroughs, where are you? Manifest by fire in the name of Jesus. My breakthroughs, where are you now? Manifest by fire, manifest by fire. My breakthrough, where are you? Manifest by fire, manifest by fire. Manifest, 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 manifest in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, somebody's breakthrough is manifesting now. Yes, the yoke against your breakthrough has been pulled down. Yes, the curse of that anti-breakthrough attack has been broken. There is somebody here, you have been seeing yourself half naked in the dream. The Almighty God has clothed your nakedness. Shame has been removed from your life. Oh yes, the embargo placed upon you by the curse that your mother placed upon your head has been broken. There is a man here, you know, you had a girlfriend when you were in school, and this girlfriend was pregnant for you, but you denied the pregnancy. That has put you in this bondage. It has put you in this bondage. You know, you are the owner of that pregnancy, but because you were saying It is not only you that used to sleep with the lady. So you thought, you were probably, you concluded or you devised that means. But as I'm praying right now, I saw that the lady issued a curse on you. The lady issued that curse naked. And that is why you have not been able to make it at all. You will need to private chat me so I can tell you what to do. I want you to be off from this bondage. If not so, your enemy may labor under this bondage for long. You have given a lot of minister, prophets, money. You have gone to mountain up and everywhere. You have gone to one mountain of that to pray. But this is just a problem. This lady is very aggrieved. And the lady was aggrieved and went naked to issue a curse on you. And this is what has happened. In fact, the demon that was released against you that day will never allow anything good in your life until you are able to amend and undo it. So please, private chat me so I can direct you what to do. Pray this prayer. Say, my Father, release me from captivity in the name of Jesus. My Father, release me from captivity. Release me from captivity. My Father, release me, release me, release me, release me from captivity. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha, I want to pray on your request now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the prayer request of your children shall be answered. Heaven shall favor them, and they shall become bigger body of miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. As many of you that desire one breakthrough or the other, I pray that you will receive that breakthrough now in the name of Jesus. You receive financial breakthrough right now. You receive marital breakthrough right now. Oh, those who have not conceived, oh, this is your season. Receive the baptism and the anointing to conceive in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the blessing of twins and triplets. I decree, I can see many of you pregnant already. I decree that this pregnancy God has given to you, this one will be developed, this one will grow, it will not be aborted, and you will deliver well. I can see some women now, you have been blessed now with twins. There are triplets coming up now. Glory of God is coming upon that couple. There's a couple here, God said you have been waiting for a long time, and that waiting now has received divine attention. Heaven has come upon you, heaven has visited you, and they're going to be blessing in your life. I pray that those who are really passing through one problem or the other, that problem shall give way. If you are here and your children are not doing well, I pray that the curse upon their head shall be broken. I release them from captivity of darkness and I set them free by the authority in the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. All the items and property that you want to sell that can make you to do one or two things and the embargo has been placed on it, I command the embargo to be broken, and I command them right now to be good for sale in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha. The Lord has done something very great here. You will see the sign of what God has done within 24 hours, 48 hours, and 72 hours. Miracle will be coming upon many people that are connected to us, and I know you are number one. Aha. If you know that you are number one that will get this miracle, shout 7 thunderous hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Beloved, you can get across to us on our phone number. You know, this is also my WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298, 0802-336-9298. I am from Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close. You can also get across to us there. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.